Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm loving these Wednesday episodes. It's like a midweek pick-me-up if you're listening in real time. And I'm going to keep this a short and sweet episode because I know your time is very important. And sometimes longer podcast episodes, they have a space, right? Like if I'm doing something that I know I want a longer episode, but sometimes you just want a quick little hit. And that's exactly what this episode is going to be. So welcome. If you're new here, thank you so much for choosing this podcast. And we're going to dive right into it because I love what this episode is about. And I've been in this cycle multiple times. I've helped many women break through this plateau and really see and embody and feel what's on the other side. And stuck is kind of, maybe a couple years ago, it was more of a buzzword. It was like, everyone's feeling stuck. You saw it all over social media, all over, you know, Instagram, TikTok, whatever your platform is. It was kind of one of those buzzwords like alignment and manifestation and all of these things. And I love all of these words. I use them all of the time. It's a huge part of what I do and probably a big part of what you do in your life as well. But it doesn't take away from the fact that you still might be feeling this way. You're like, yeah, I've been feeling stuck or I felt stuck. Yes, it might be a buzzword, something that people talk about all of the time, but I'm still feeling it. And that's okay. First of all, we're just going to acknowledge if you are in that season, or maybe you're not in that season and you're in this huge momentum and you are pushing forward. That is freaking amazing and beautiful. And I want to celebrate you. But sometimes these sneaky feelings can come back and hit you like a ton of bricks. And I will speak from firsthand experience. This has happened to me many times, is that I'll be on a roll. I feel the momentum. I'm feeling the inspiration. Then all of a sudden, some of my old patterning comes back. That little voice comes back and it's like, whoa. And that's when you really have a choice. Are you going to let it slow you down and kind of halt and hinder where you're at? Or are you going to allow it to come up, process as it moves through you, and then keep going, right? And it could be a combination of all of those things. It can be all of it and everything all at once. There is no one right way of doing things. It's all relative to where you're at in your own journey. And that's the coolest thing. So everyone's journey is unique. And I'm sure you're like, yeah, duh, I know that. Sometimes we forget because we can be blinded on what happens on Instagram and on social media of all of these people are way ahead of me. And then you start getting in that cycle and it's up to you how long it lasts. And sometimes it'll just keep coming and coming and coming. And then the voice gets louder, the feelings get louder, more emotions get stuck inside and you feel like you want to explode. And I have felt this cycle in very short amount of times that I'm aware of this cycle. I process it and I continue on within the same day. Sometimes these cycles can last days, weeks, months, and we really want to just get in the practice of checking in with your body and seeing where it's at, because it can be very discouraging sometimes. So today is for the woman. If you are this woman, you've been doing all of the work, all of the practices, the journaling, maybe talk therapy, maybe you've dabbled in some inner child healing, moon ceremonies, cacao ceremonies, you're doing things, right? You're doing the meditations, you're doing all the things, right? You're not new to this. And maybe you are new to this, and this is a very welcoming space. That if you're like, oh, this is one of the, you know, this is one of the first podcasts I've listened to. I had my husband, you know, or people tell me, so and so listen to your podcast, and they don't really listen to a lot of podcasts. Or I've had, you know, friends of friends share, like, I've sent this podcast to somebody, and she's never really listened to a podcast. And I'm like, amazing. This is the space for you. So no matter where you are, you will find something in this episode that you will resonate with. Okay. So if you are new, if you're not new, it doesn't matter. You're here now. And maybe you've started opening up parts of yourself that were locked down for decades. A lot of the women I work with, this is the journey we're on together. This is where we get to partner and really start to unlock some of these things that we've bottled up for years and years and years and get to the root of what is causing these cycles and habits and patterns that aren't feeling good anymore, that aren't feeling in alignment, that are creating the sense of discomfort and dis-ease of what's going on internally for you. But yet, even if you're in this process, something still feels a little stuck, a little off. First of all, human experience, welcome. Okay, we're all in this together. All right. But now you might be starting to wonder, is something wrong with me? And I've had this thought loop come up multiple times. And many people in this space, you just get this, all of a sudden, here comes this thing. You're like, what's wrong with me? Ah, it's all of these things. It's not you. You're not broken. But there is something deeper happening. And that's what we're going to dive into a little bit today. Like I said, short and sweet. Okay. So the truth about doing the work, this phrase used to set me off because I'm like, well, what does the work even mean? I see all these people and all these coaches talking about doing the work, and I don't even know what this work is, and I'm just kind of like existing. Deep breath, okay? It's going to look different for every single person, okay? Sometimes we can get stuck in these loops of doing the work, right? But that can then form into another way of wanting to control something or finding that perfectionism, right? You're like, well, I can't make this move until I do this. And sometimes, of course, there's a succession in things. It's like, well, I can't launch this thing until I have the infrastructure to actually launch it. Of course, right? We need to do those things. Sometimes if you want to launch a product, but you don't have a payment link set up, okay, well, then you can't launch that thing, right? Of course, we have to go in the order when it comes to tactical things like that. But I'm talking about more of the inner work that we're doing that can become another form of control or perfectionism, that I have to have this thing, this whole thing figure out before I can take that next step, make that next move. And that's where we can find ourselves getting stuck. And if you look at it from a bigger picture, let's say you want to launch something out in the world. You're like, but I have to have this certification, and I have to do this first, and I have to do this first. And it's like, but at this point in your life experience, do you have enough that you can still launch this thing without having this sense of perfectionism being put out into the world? You know what I mean? So the mind will sometimes feel ready before the body feels ready. Okay? So you can have awareness, but if your nervous system isn't on board, you may find yourself still staying frozen, fight, flight, freeze, fawn, right? You might find yourself fawning, pulling back, looping back into these same patterns. But integration happens at the level of the nervous system, not the to-do list, okay? So we're looking at our nervous system regulation here. We're looking at the signals that our body is giving us. We're looking at when we go into a situation, is your body giving you cues on what feels good, what might feel off? And so often we ignore those things and just chalk it up to a coincidence or a weird feeling. It's like, no, no, no. Your body is guiding and leading you. And it's so important to actually listen. Okay? Actually listen. And feeling stuck, I want to normalize this. It doesn't mean it's a regression that you're like taking steps backwards. It's information. What is this feeling trying to show you? What can you learn and what can you listen from what your body, your mind, your feelings and emotions are displaying for you? Because your body don't lie. It doesn't. It's ancient wisdom. And it's up to us to figure out what those signs and signals are trying to show us. Okay? So it's really important that we start to tune in, start to name the emotion that we're feeling, name the bodily sensation that's coming up for us, or maybe an energetic shift that you're starting to feel that might be giving you cues and hints to what it's trying to show you. And I'm trying to explain this in a way that doesn't sound like so much fluff words, because that's like one of my biggest icks for myself is like, well, it just sounds like a bunch of fluff words. No, we're trying to get to what our body is showing us and kind of override the mind for a little bit, because our mind, she's a sneaky bee, right? She's going to tell you exactly what it wants you to think. And we're going to try to co-sign our own BS that comes up. And it's like, no, ignore everything from the neck down. That's not important. Focus on what I'm trying to show you up here in this brain. And yes, mindset work and of course, our mind and our logic is a huge part of how we operate into the world. But for years and years and years, myself personally, I shut off what was happening neck down, because it wasn't safe for me to feel anything. I didn't know how to feel specific things. I could not name certain emotions that I was feeling outside of anger and frustration and anxiety, because that's all I knew. I wasn't taught how to actually feel and process my feelings and emotions. So there might be some hidden energy underneath this stuckness that you're feeling. It could be unprocessed grief, hidden anger, and anger is a secondary emotion. So underneath that anger, what is it that you're feeling? Are you feeling guilt? Are you feeling shame? Are you feeling frustration, right? So underneath that anger on the surface, there's usually something below that that's just hasn't been processed or expressed. Something hasn't been said. Something hasn't been felt. It could be a fear of expansion, because on the other side of expansion, number one is probably the unknown, because you've never been there before, right? And on the other side of expansion again is something's going to have to change, because if you're looking to hold more, call in more in your life, but you don't have the body that can hold what's on the other side of expanding, we can't hold it. There's no room. Right? So something's going to have to change, whether that's your schedule, your day-to-day life, different things that you're doing. Are you going to have to look at your calendar? Are you going to have to outsource help and support? Something is going to have to change in order for you to expand. And maybe that looks more internal for you, that you're looking to create more space inside. But what does that mean? Ooh, that might mean that we actually have to go in and process and express some of these things that we're feeling, because we just can't hold anymore. Our tank is full, not in like my cup is full kind of way. It's like your tank is full. There's no more room to fill anything else in here. Is it part of your inner child work that's still waiting for safety and feels comfortable and safe to feel seen and heard? Because inside every one of our adult bodies walking around are little tiny children. And this comes out often when I constantly have to remind myself of this, not only for me, but if I'm, you know, my husband is going through something and he's in, you know, in a mood or whatever, he's acting up, right? I act up too. I get real sassy sometimes, real bitter, real sassy. And that's usually triggering my 7-year-old self, my 10-year-old self. Same thing for him. When I can see all of his signs and cues that he is in a dysregulated state, something is setting him off. It's not his 38-year-old body for the most part. It's usually his 7, 8, 10, 12, 15-year-old self that's being poked at, that there's some unresolved feelings there that I'm now dealing with a 12-year-old and I'm not dealing with a 38-year-old. So how am I then going to approach that conversation? It's going to look a little bit different. So if you have kids or you have kids in your life, how would you talk to that 9-year-old that you have? How would you talk to your 10-year-old? Would you talk to them like you talk to a 30-something-year-old? Probably not. When you're dealing with a more sensitive emotion, you're going to approach it a little bit differently. And you can reflect this back on yourself as well. If you're just kind of in it and you're just irritated and frustrated and like you feel like, you know, you're a whatever number you are, however old you are, and you feel like you're on the verge of having almost like a tantrum, right? Sometimes we feel that where you just, this happened to me today. I was sitting in my car. Something really annoying happened to me at Target. Like I broke a nail, and this is so minuscule in the grand scheme of life, but I was kind of already in a weird energy and I was doing some shopping and I broke a nail and I was just, this is so silly when I say it out loud. In the moment though, place yourself in a situation where it's like your belt loop gets caught on the door handle. Okay. You stub your toe on a furniture, right? The side of your bed, you stub your toe in the middle of the night. It is not a life or death situation, but in the moment you feel rage, right? That is not necessarily me, 37-year-old, right? This is a different version, younger version of myself that's feeling frustrated, that wants to have a tantrum over something that's just so silly. And I just haven't processed that. There was something underneath that that I was like, that set me off. Set me off. I was like, in a fit of rage in the middle of the store teddy over something so dumb. But it was then showing me and revealing and uncovering things for me. It's like, oh, it really wasn't this thing that set me off. It was actually this thing underneath that I was already on edge about and I was frustrated about that I know I have to go in and kind of look at, just explore a little bit. So even little situations like this, they can be cues and kind of keys to be like, oh, there's something right there that I can start to look at. And it's just uncovering some layers for you and giving you a little insight and kind of peek around in there. And if you're not sure how to start that process, that's where this somatic work comes into play and why I am so passionate about what I get to do and the space I get to hold for women, because I work in a platform. I use a platform called Voxer, or even, you know, it's basically like a talk to text app. It's like, if I'm working with a client and this situation that happened to me came up and they were kind of just in it, or maybe you get in an argument with your spouse or something happens at the office or whatever, I'm able to drop in with you in that moment and you can voice note me and be like, hey, this is the thing that's coming up. Okay, now we can start uncovering it. And it might not be you break a nail in the middle of Target. This can be something that might happen with a client. Something happens with your husband. Something that happens with your kids. Something set you off over here, right? And now we can go in real time and drop into the body and take a few moments to assess what's going on. How can we start to regulate you now where you're at? And now we can start functioning from a different part of our brain to really tackle what's going on at a deeper level with more support. And one of the biggest things I like to highlight here is that there is no judgment. This is Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone up in here, because that's what holds people back so often, is that we're worried about what other people are going to think. What other people, how they're going to view us, if they're going to judge us, right? And all of that expectation, all of that judgment, I say in quotations, that goes out the window, because I am not here to judge. I am here to help and support and to guide. And that's it. There is, like, if somebody came to me and told me that story, I'd be like, okay, that's great. Tell me more and let's get into it. Right? Like, let's get into the feeling that's going on through your body in that moment. And I had to come out to my car after I was done and regulate myself, do a couple deep breaths, a somatic pause, right? And I had to ask myself some questions. So there's a quick way to start to shift this. Start with a somatic pause. Okay. So stop looking for what's next and ask, what's still here with me right now? Okay, what am I feeling in this moment? Just pause, shut the world out for a minute, put your headphones in, close your eyes, right? Wherever you are, if you're in your house, in a room, obviously don't do this while you're driving, but you can do it in your car if you're parked, right? Just pause, okay? What's still here? What's still coming up? What's still present for you right now, okay? We're just going to start looking around. Really, really simple. And whatever the first thing that comes up, don't ignore it, because that's usually your body trying to tell you what is still there. Okay? Then we can drop in with your breath. Where are you holding tension in your body right now? Can I stay with it without fixing it? Okay? Those are the two questions I want you to ask yourself. After your somatic pause, stop looking for the next thing. I got to go do this, right? Take a minute. This can take under 5 minutes. What's still here with me? Drop in with your breath. Where are you holding tension in your body right now? And you can do this right now in real time. Where are you holding tension? Okay. Address that. And can you stay with it for a moment without wanting to fix it? Just be present with it. We're not trying to fix it because a lot of those things are little yous coming up that you're like, I don't want to be fixed, right? Leave me alone. Like my inner child is sassy. I had an energy healing session one time. I was deep in a medicine ceremony and I met a version of my younger self and I was working with a facilitator and she was holding a pitchfork, a literal pitchfork guarding my heart and my insides, what all my emotions coming up for me. She was standing there with a pitchfork and she had to be talked off a ledge with not like a literal ledge, but like an emotional ledge on that it was okay to feel safe. We're not here to judge you. We're not going to be here to tell you to change or to stop. We're not going to tell you what to do. That's a big trigger of mine. If it's somebody that's telling me what to do, right? That goes way deep into my childhood. So that's very triggering for me. And she was standing there guarding me with a pitchfork and she was 7. So I've had many interactions with her in all different age variations. I've gone back as early as I think 5 or 6, 7 is really the age that stands out for me when I'm working with my younger child. What is the year that I moved? That was another big one for me. 3rd grade, however old you are in 3rd grade. So like 8, 9, that's another big age for me that I've worked with. I moved from a house in a different city to a new house in a different city, of course. And that caused a lot of stuff that I'm still processing today. So I've had to work with her in many different ways. So we're not trying to go in and fix this in this moment. Just be present. Address where your body is holding some tension and breathe through it. Okay. Then we're going to enter into just a mini sacred slowness practice. Pull back from the doing and wanting to keep moving and like, oh, I got to do all these things. And I've shared this story and I'm going to share it quickly. My husband, we were doing some energy work together and we got home from our session with our facilitator when we were working and he was set off by something that I quote unquote did or didn't do. I was sleeping in the car on the way home and he was like in his head and going through all of this stuff, right? He was set off by a bunch of different things. And we get home and he's like zooming around the house, like, you know, and he will share this story as well. And he's like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I got to move this energy somehow. I got to move it. And I'm like, I'm going to say this in the most loving way. Are you actually moving and processing the energy, or are you actually just moving with the energy? And it's just becoming like a storm inside your body, like a hurricane that's just brewing in there, right? And that's what was happening, right? So it's the same thing here. Are we just kind of moving with this energy, or can we take a few moments, slow down, pull back, let the stillness reveal what is next? Because stillness does not equal laziness. It's you recalibrating. It's recalibration. Okay? So your next breakthrough, maybe you're like, I'm just waiting. I can feel it. My breakthrough is coming. It doesn't necessarily mean it's in a new practice. It's in your willingness to be with what already lives inside of you. Okay? It's your willingness to be present with what's already in you. Let's work with what's there. Okay. All right. Deep breaths. So if you're in this season where your mind is ready, but your body is still hesitant, this is the work that I live for. This is what I love that I get to do. And I would love for you to come do it with me. Okay. There's a couple ways to do that. I have a few one-to-one spots opening this spring. If you want to enter into a 30 or 60 day container where we work one-to-one individualized support, it's just me and you. It's not in a group setting. Or you can come to the next Mind Body Breath workshop on April 27th in person in Metro Detroit area. It's at 11:30 a.m. It's a 90-minute breathwork practice for women only. And we're able to just come together in a sacred women's circle, breathe together, intentionally move energy. You're held and supported. It's just such a powerful practice and it's 90 minutes, okay? So links are all in the show notes, or head over to Instagram. You can join and apply for all of the things there. But we're going to end this episode here. Take a full breath in through your nose. Sorry, you can hear my nose. Out through your mouth. Feel where your body is sitting. If you're seated, if you're walking or standing, ground that energy into your feet, into your body, into your sit bones, and just ask what part of you is still waiting to be met. And that's where the shift is going to begin. Okay. Whew, I love this short and sweet episode. If you guys love this episode, make sure to share it with a friend. Take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Leave a review. All of those things help push this podcast out to the algorithms. And it means the world to me. So that is all I have for you guys today. And I will see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.